Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Goss Talk Radio, back for another thrilling Monday, 5:30 to 6 of nothing but sports, or whatever you want to talk about. Give me a call, 516-666-9990. Call in now, because the switchboards are lighting up, brother. Now, let's get to the meat and potatoes of the talk show here. Buccos stink. I've never seen a team. First of all, I want a couple of opinions. How many people out there have watched, give me a call, have watched this team and think they're any good? These guys can't catch a fly ball, ground ball, run bases, or hit. The best way to beat the Pirates is to intentionally load the bases with no outs, and I will guarantee, they don't hit the ball out of the infield. There'll be a strikeout, pop up, and a strike, ground out, whatever. Believe me, it's happening. But the thing is this. I've watched them. Oh, and I want to say one thing about the egghead in center field. Starling Marte, busted for PEDs. Are you kidding me? I told you this guy has nothing upstairs. He's a five. They say he's a five-tool player. I say four. Nothing upstairs. The toolbox upstairs is empty completely. And plus, I don't think he's that damn good anyway. And I don't think Polanco's that good. They've been pegging this guy a superstar. This guy's average. I see average. Hitting for average is about, his average is probably 260. He may hit, if he's lucky, 20 home runs. The guy can't run bases either. Fast as he is, none of them can steal a base. They don't know how. They play the Cubs this week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. They swept them last time. It was amazing. I couldn't believe it. They actually swept the Cubs. Can you believe that? They get them three games. I doubt we'll see that again. I doubt very much. But give me a call. See what you think. 516-666-9990. And how about them Penguins? Wow. Moving on, buddy. Moving on. Beat Columbus in five. Capitals in Toronto. They had a heck of a series. Capitals were lucky to win that. They got a few lucky bounces. I still say the Caps are a better team than the Penguins, but we shall see. Without Letang, it's going to be tough to beat them. I think the Caps will win this one. They're due. I think it's their year. They got a few lucky bounces from that Toronto series. Showed me that luck's on their side. Toronto gave them everything they wanted and more. Took them to overtime, about four games or three games, whatever it was. So I think, Thursday they're going to start. I think the Caps will beat the Penguins in probably five or six. Yeah, five or six games. I don't think the Pens will beat them this year. No way. But back to the Buccos. It's a, Steeler draft Thursday. I have no idea who they'll take. I don't even have an opinion. I have an opinion, but what's that mean? They could take anybody. Wouldn't mind seeing him trade Don. That'd be nice. They could trade Don. Get another pick in a second. Or maybe they could trade up, see who they want. But there's a lot of depth in this draft, I think. A lot of defensive depth. A lot of corners, a lot of linemen, linebackers. I think it's going to be an interesting 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And I got an extra third-round pick, so that should be. Is a quarterback in the future? Well, we'll see. But no, I think if one's on the board there that they like, I think they like a couple of these guys. I mean, they're not ready to play yet, but they sit behind Ben for a couple of years and learn. Then you've got something. But we shall see what Thursday brings, and Friday and Saturday. So, should be interesting. What's your opinion on it? 516-666-9990. It's got a little email here from a friend of mine. He wants to know what the Pirates are going to trade since Marte and Kang are out. Another idiot, Kang. No, they're not going to trade nobody. Who are they going to trade? They don't want to add to the payroll. They don't care. They're not going to make a trade. Marte's not coming back to after All-Star break, so they could care less. They'll ride this current roster out, which is very – can you believe they beat the Yankees in the series? Nova pitched a hell of a game yesterday. I'm a little I was down on the pitching staff, but tell you what, they're holding their end up, but these guys can't hit. They cannot hit. Clutch. Can't do it. I thought the pitching staff was going to be the weak link, but so far they've been carrying the Pirates. Well, we shall see, but I'm interested to see tonight what Chicago does here. I think they're going to be stinging from that sweep. They're going to come in here with some vengeance on their mind. And it's raining hot out here. I'm in Washington County. It's raining, so I don't know what it's doing in Pittsburgh, but I hope it's not doesn't delay the game. But we shall see what we shall see. But I'll tell you what, I don't look for this team to win 75 games. I'm telling you. I don't think they're going to win 75 games. I've never seen poorer fielding in my life. I've seen Little League games, Pony League games, can field ball better than these guys. Bouncing into each other, banging into each other in the outfield, nobody calls for the ball. Catching Polanco almost crash into each other in left field, trying to get a ball. Neither one caught it. They look like, oh, it's your, no, it's mine, no, it's yours, no, it's, oh, let's let it drop, okay. Then the ball rolls under Harrison's mitt yesterday for an error. I thought that was the game right there, ninth inning. Typical ground ball, boom, right under his glove. Jesus. Unbelievable. I seen better fielders in the Little League. And the hits, geez, swinging the pitches that are in the dirt and over their head and leaving strikes go over the plate. And, oh, just terrible. Gosh, he strikes out, bases loaded. I figured nobody was going to knock a run in because bases loaded, no odds. Here we go again. Swing and miss, strike three, Koch goes out. Same old crap. They're not going to win. Well, I got a call here. Let me see who this is. Let's get this call here. Get the call in here. Let me see, Gally. Hey, you're on the phone
with
Dawes.
Hey, brother love. What do you know,
what's
brother
up?
Love?
Murray from Florida.
Yeah. How about the Pirates? I'm listening to you here a little bit. It's Pirates. I mean, I listen to what you're saying. How bad are the Yankees?
Well, let the Pirates beat them two out of three.
Two out of three from them?
Yeah, they did.
And of course, yep. Pirates are in a comfortable last place, I see.
Yep.
Yeah, of course, they're only two games out. Of course, everybody's only two games out.
Yeah. I don't look for them to
they're
not going
to
replace
Marte.
He's going to be gone for 80 games. They're not going to replace Kang. I don't know when he may never come back. So
He's pounding rocks somewhere?
He's in Korea. I think they put him on the DMZ line zone up there. He's on the 48th parallel with a gun in his hand up there.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Either that or a shovel, right?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, I was surprised the Pirates took 2 out of 3 from the Yankees. You know,
I was too. I'll tell you what, that guy, what the heck's his name?
I just saw
he plays awful for them. I'll tell you what, he hit a ball so goddamn far, I thought there was rocket fuel in the ball. That's how far it went.
Oh, really? I see McCutcheon.
Oh, my God.
457
feet he hit it.
Really?
Oh, big dude from the Yankees. I can't remember his name. He plays left field or center field. What's he play? Big son of a bitch. About 6'5", 260. Christ, he hit a ball so hard. I thought it looked like a missile taking off. That's how hard he hit it. Oh, yeah. Looked like he played for Dormont Little League.
Yeah, probably does. Probably does.
Yeah,
hey.
I've seen go ahead.
No, go ahead. Just say something.
I see your grandson there. At I watched the video of him. Well, I'll tell you what, that kid's he got a nice swing on him. Oh, Lukey. Are you there? That's Murph.
Yes, I'm
here. Lost him.
Yeah, you know what it is. It's the ear. The ear.
Hello. I told you to cut that goddamn ear off.
I'm going to clip it off, yeah. Anyway, yeah, he was 2 for 3 yesterday. He's pretty good. He played first base. He said he had a couple nice plays at first. He's going to go help his dad with the little ones today, help with Rex's team. I said, just be positive with no yelling at the little kids, you know. Hey,
so you don't umpire.
Exactly. Hey, I was on the Steelers side looking at their mock draft.
Yeah.
They're looking at you know, their draft. This is an inside linebacker from Florida. He's a pretty good sized kid. And they're looking at another outside linebacker from Alabama. In the fourth round, they got him picking up Nate Peterman.
Nate Peterman.
Yeah, Peterman, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm scrolling down here. I said, what the hell? There's Peterman, the third round they got him. Quarterback for pick.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of mock drafts. Who knows who the, you know.
Yeah, but
you know, all those.
Steelers site.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean, it would be different if you're reading Benny Boombouts's, but, hell, this is on the Steelers site, so they must be pretty high on him.
Yeah, they must be. Must be. I don't know if he'll be there, though. Somebody might take him.
Yeah, yeah. He did have a good year.
Run. I don't think he's that bad of a quarterback.
I don't either. Yeah. My only problem with him is he's not very elusive. You know,
that's true, too.
He's got a good line.
Yeah.
He's got a good line.
Right.
He'd be all right. I know, looking at some of those other things, they're looking at that the kid from Cal, quarterback. He's a pretty good sized kid.
Yeah.
So he's got happy feet, so I don't know.
They've been looking at that kid from Miami and that kid from Notre Dame. They look at all these guys. I don't know.
Kid from
you
Miami,
know,
forget about it.
Mahomes,
yeah,
from Texas.
Kyle, whatever his name is. The
Mahomes?
Kid from Miami?
A kayak, or whatever his name is.
He's a world beater one day, and the next day he can't hit the broadside of a barn.
Yeah. Well, who knows? Who knows?
I stay away from him. I stay away from the Notre Dame kid just because he's from Notre Dame.
Yeah, well, you never know. I don't even think they need a quarterback, tell you the truth. But well, they might need one, yeah, third.
They need to get somebody in there to develop, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, they got to get somebody in there this year or next year.
Landry Jones is the answer.
They got to get somebody in here this year or next year to start developing.
Yeah, yeah, because I'll tell you, Landry Jones is not the answer. How many years has he been around? He hasn't.
Strictly backup.
Well, shit, you'll need a backup. You need a starter here pretty soon.
Oh, yeah, that's what I say. You got to get somebody in here in the next couple of years, either this year or next year. I think Ben will be playing another 3 years, though.
You think? I say 2. I say
well, whatever
two,
his contract is.
I don't know how many more hits he's going to be able to take.
Whatever his contract playing at. If it's 2 or 3,
yeah.
I don't know.
They
said they expect him to play his contract. If not, he has to give back a lot of money, so I don't see him doing that.
Oh, he's not giving back anything. You kidding me?
No. That's what I say. He'll be here to the end of the contract.
Yeah. There's. I was also reading on the Steelers site. There's a they're looking at some defensive end from Villanova. He's kind of a raw kid, but he's 6'7", 290.
Yeah.
They say he looks like he's fantastic. He's got all the athletic ability in the world. They even talk about him maybe playing a linebacker, for God's sake.
Yeah, they got a lot of defense out there this year. There's a lot of it's deep. The draft's pretty deep.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what they are short of, but the Steelers don't need any of them offensive linemen.
No, they're pretty tight there. They're pretty tight there.
But they have a lot of tight ends, and they got a lot of running backs and a lot of defense linemen and linebackers and safeties. And just what the Steelers need, all of them.
Yep. Yeah, they definitely need defensive backs, that's for sure.
Yep. So how you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right. All right.
What you need is a good can of Cap Willie's beer.
I give up on that, man. I'm telling you what. I don't know about your boy up there. Don't worry
I think he's walking it down to you.
You think so?
I think so. He left last month.
I don't know. She's still dating that girl.
Yeah. Yeah.
My goodness. Well, you know what his mind is, don't you? And he spring
the it's not on beer. That's for sure.
Love. Huh?
It's not on beer.
He's getting ginger. It ain't in the beer.
It's exactly right. Right.
Yeah,
he ain't worried about sending us Captain Willie's beer, that's for sure.
You tell him I'm very disappointed in him. I talk very highly of him too down here.
I told him. He said I'll send something down. I go, well.
Snail mail.
Yeah. Well, don't feel bad. I didn't get mine either.
Yeah, well I had it promoted down here. I got flyers all over the place. So I even had Dustin passing them out down here.
That's what he told me. Yeah, he was passing them out down there. Yeah.
And Willie's here now. Now we look like.
Now we
got to
make something up.
I know.
We got to make something up.
Then we got to take some Iron City beer, put a little ginger in it, and rebottle it.
You got to tell Luke and Rex to give me a call. Tell me how he's doing when he gets maybe next week if he's not busy.
Yeah, I have to do that. Yeah, they're going to practice tonight because I told them that. Luke wanted to call you because he said he's going to the draft. He said his grandmother's up in Philadelphia, but he doesn't think she'll make it to the draft. I told Linda,
I wouldn't bet on that.
Yeah, I was kidding her. I said, you lost interest in the draft when I didn't get drafted. She goes, where? In the Army. I said, what kind of comment is that?
How about that? No respect.
Yeah, unbelievable. No respect.
No respect. I'm telling you. No respect for that girl.
Yeah, she said, the only draft you're going to get is draft beer.
Right. Or a draft from the window.
Yeah, draft from the window. That's right. Yeah, right. I got 2 weeks on my own down here, me and Frank. And
how about Walt? There you go.
Yeah, he's here. Yeah, another couple of days I'll be able to start tipping him back.
I'll be reading about a raucous party diner.
my bar is being delivered here this week.
Oh, jeez.
Before you come down here, Captain Willie.
Wow.
It wouldn't be bad to crack one of those Captain Willie beers on the new pub.
I might have to. Well, I can't bring it down. I don't know. I'll have to see if Will Dog can crab. Send something down.
Yeah, you're gonna have to text me his phone number. I'm gonna have to call him. I'm gonna start writing his number on the bathroom walls down here or something.
Yeah. Well, like I told you, maybe the stills are dried up. I don't know,
Yeah, that's right. I'll tell you what, he's big unbelievable. Here's a big talker. Here I was all fired up for it. I was getting ready to market it for you down here. Big craft beer place down here.
Well, them 1,000 agents were looking for him, so he might be hiding, maybe laying low.
Well, there's 1,500 now.
Well, the stills are shut down right now.
That's right. Hell, they employed all the old hoods from Shannon. They're down here in their leather jackets looking for him, so you better watch out.
Yeah, I heard. I heard Denny Bell wrote them all down in his convertible.
Yeah, he did.
Him and
Lacey. So what's going on? So where's how's Nick doing? I haven't heard him call the show lately.
He don't call. He's too busy.
Oh,
he got two of them kids he's watching.
Oh, man.
He running around with them. That little Arlo and Nixon Cruz.
Yeah. He's going to have his hands full, I'll guarantee you that.
Oh, Arlo's just starting to walk. He's standing up and he's moving around now, so they got their hands full now.
Well, Lucas,
yeah, but Nixon, he was in church.
Yeah.
Nixon was in church the other day. He goes, you know how they give that communion? They give you that little thing to chew on or whatever the hell it is. Catholic church.
Yeah, it's called a host. Yeah.
Yeah, Nixon goes, Dad, how come I can't go up there and get a cheese ball?
You know what? We were up here at church one time, and Rexy was little, and they're coming around with the host, you know, passing out to everybody. They came to him. He goes, "No thanks, I'm not hungry."
Yeah. Nixon goes, "How come I can't get a cheese ball?"
The cheese ball. There you go.
Yeah. Hey, kids are funny, man. They're funny.
They are hilarious.
You're gonna have a hell of a good time here in the next 2 weeks. Maybe you're have Dan and all the boys over, D&T Home Watch, you know?
Yep. Have a little reunion over here. Get ready to rock and roll, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Bust loose here a little bit.
Have the brothers over. All that booze cracking.
Yep. So
Peaches, is she up there now?
She's in Philly, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she went up there today. Well, I've already got 22 calls from her, so.
I bet she calls you on the hour, every hour.
No, she does. God bless her, she does.
Well, you better go into a room that has no sound in there. You can muffle the sound because you don't want her hearing that party going on.
Yeah. That's right. Well, you can hear
ever hear that song, House Party?
Crowd here now, huh?
I hear it. Well, tell Frank to settle them all down.
Yeah. So what else is going on up there in the burg?
I
hear your prediction. The Caps end up winning their series. I'm assuming they did.
Yeah, I think the Caps are going to beat the Penguins. I think they got a better team. But that don't necessarily mean they'll win. But
I think these couple days rest will help the Penguins. When do they start the next series?
Thursday. Yep.
And they got a long time off.
They play two at the Caps. Yeah, they play two. They start at the Capitals, two games.
Yeah. Sometimes they get too long off, it works against them, you know?
Right. They split one there, that'll be good. But if they lose both,
not
necessarily mean they're going to lose, but that's not the way to go.
No,
we'll see.
That means you got to win four out of the next six. That's tough.
Looking for the Pirates here tonight, see what they do tonight with the Cubs.
Who they got, the Cubs?
Yeah.
Let's see if we're on.
They're
they're in Pittsburgh this week, aren't they?
They're what?
They in Pittsburgh?
Yep.
How's the weather?
Got a little rain going on here, just slightly. Hope it don't
that's a shock.
Delay the game.
That's a shock.
It's raining here a little bit. I don't know if it's raining in Pittsburgh, but.
We actually
have
one child here today.
Get out.
I don't know what the hell.
Actually had a lot of clouds here.
It's a road cloud. I think it broke loose in Pittsburgh.
Take a picture of it. You don't see too many of them down there.
No. All right,
supposed
brother,
to be 80 some here.
How about that?
All right, brother. It's supposed to be 80 here on Wednesday.
Is it? Oh, that's good. I talked to my dad. He said the trees are all out. Leaves are out already.
Yeah, they're
good.
Everything's blooming. Everything's green.
That's good.
Yep.
Well, that's good.
So we'll see.
All right, brother.
You take it easy down there.
You behave yourself up here. I'll give you a call later on.
You got it. There he is, Merv. All right, there goes Merv. Okay, we got Merv going off there. Okay, give me a call. The board is just buried with people. What'd you say? Yeah. I said it's buried with people. Yeah, okay. He don't believe me. My sidekick over here don't believe me. What'd you say, Frankie? Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he says I'm a liar. There's nobody on him. Look at the board. Look. It's loaded. I don't know who to take. Who should I take? Why don't you take that guy down here? Well, I don't know about that. I only got 4 minutes left. I get into a big conversation here. Can't talk to everybody, you know? He wants me to get to all these people. I can't do that. There ain't enough time. I only got 4 minutes. Jeez, oh, man, what do you think this is? I'm going to have to go to an hour to get all these people on. Yeah, he's shaking his head over there. What do you mean? Yeah, he says, you want to talk, Frank? Come on. Well, shy, huh? Okay. Well, stay over there on the desk. He's taking in all my emails over there and Twitters. Yeah. He's a little shy. He won't come on. Well, let me do the talking then, okay? All right. Shut up over there. We got a show here every Monday. Probably the most popular show on Earth. I probably have over 3 or 4 million listeners, maybe more. It beats ESPN, NFL Channel, Hockey Channel, every channel on. It's the best. The best there ever was, the best there ever is, and the best there ever will be. It's just a show that you won't believe. It's just the greatest. And I'll tell you why it's the greatest. Because we're no nonsense. We tell the truth. You want to hear the truth? You listen to God's talk. You want to hear a lot of sugar? Go to one of these other dummies. They'll tell you a lot of bluff and huff. Me? Tell it like it is, brother. I'll tell you if they stink. I'll tell you if they're good. I'll tell you what the straight skinny is. I don't play around. All these other shows, Pirates, and, you know, they're going to be already, not me. I tell you, they stink, or they're good. I tell you, the Penguins are going to lose. I'm telling you, bet on it. Capitals will beat them. Take that to the bank. This time next week, we'll either be crying or we'll be laughing. But I don't think we're going to be doing much laughing because Capitals got a better team. Like I told Merv, it don't mean they're going to win, but most likely they will. And the Pirates, it's going to be a long summer, people. It's a long, long, long summer. The ownership doesn't care if they win. I mean, it's nice if they do. They'll pack these idiots in the seats down here. But they don't care. They really don't. They go through the motions like they do. And, you know, get the people riled up and just put enough product out there to keep people interested. That's all. Put them in the seats. Get their money. All money goes to Seven Springs. Couple new lifts, chalets, whatever. That's what they do. Do they really care if they win? No. No. They're not like the other two franchises here. Steelers and Penguins. They want to win. These teams have won and want to win. With the Pirates, 79 is the last time they've won. And it may be another 79 years till they win another one. But we'll never see it in my lifetime. I'll never see it. But I got 10 seconds left, and we're going to call this off till next Monday. Get in early. You won't regret it.